Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you to scale your business with digital products, step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Ieva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience with no fluff, unfiltered thoughts on all things related to online courses and creating the business you will love. Messy action, simplicity, and living the life you desire is what we're here for. Welcome in July. I'm excited to have my first July episode on 1st of July, as this is my absolutely favorite month. It's also my birthday month, and because of that, I want to offer you a special price for enrolling in the Savvy Offer Hub membership. If you are eyeing an option to create an online course and you want to have more guidance on how to actually take your idea from just an idea to a profitable online course, plus you would benefit from additional marketing and launching support as well, make sure to check out the Savvy Offer Hub and use the code CHEERS20 to enroll for a special offer and lock in that price for as long as you stay a member. You will find direct link to the membership below in the description along with the code as well. You can use the promo code to enroll all through July, so if you happen to listen to this in real time, definitely use that opportunity. Now, the topic of today is also an exciting one, just as exciting as July is for me, and I want to talk about recurring revenue. As it's summertime when I'm recording this, more and more businesses are taking some time off. For some, those might be a few days, for some it will be a few weeks, and for many, if you're not there just yet, for many it is a goal, right? You want to enjoy that summer, you want to go on family vacations, you want to chill, and no matter what it is that you do in your business, and what are your aspirations and your vision for your business, there are many different ways how you can make this happen. But today specifically, I want to talk about the recurring revenue and the role it can play in creating a business and ultimately building the life that you want. So I myself discovered, this will sound kind of funny, but I literally just discovered the magic of recurring revenue pretty late in my business. Most of my business was tailored around selling online courses, doing done-for-you services as a freelancer. Before that, I also was a freelancer as a graphic designer, as a social media manager. I have done quite many different things over time. But ever since I've been focusing on courses specifically, most of my course sales come in either as I'm launching it or as I'm specifically focusing on promoting it. And for the longest time, I didn't really have well-established funnels myself. And some of the sales were coming through the funnels or like some random purchases, but most of the sales did come through my intentional promotion, intentional showing up. You know, I had to be there to make that sale happen, which kind of defeats the purpose of online courses in the first place, right? You're creating a course to, at least to some extent, earn that passive income. And unless you have well-established funnels or a great idea on how you're gonna reach that audience consistently and how you're gonna keep making revenue all the time from new and new purchases, that idea of passive income doesn't really play as big of a role in courses anymore. And even if you have well-established presence and you know how you're gonna make consistent course sales, you're still ultimately working for every sale to happen. And maybe not working in terms of like actually always showing up per se, but working in terms of like your funnels, your emails, they always have to do the work to attract that new audience. And once you get there, it can be a magic ride. But why not to use this experience and this knowledge and this skill set of having well-established funnels and not bring that into recurring revenue and focus on the recurring revenue instead? So a recurring revenue ultimately means that the person, as they make the purchase, they're enrolling either in the payment plan or a subscription. This means that you don't have to particularly work for each new sale every month, because that one person will keep paying as long as they are in that specific plan or in that specific subscription offer. And there are plenty of different ways to go about this. And if you are in that period of your business where you're thinking about ways to scale your offers and to make your life more flexible, then recurring revenue is definitely something to be paying close attention to. Before I go into some of the ways how you can establish recurring revenue and several ideas you can use for your business, I want to remind you that inside the Savvy Upper Hub membership, I'm teaching you everything you need to know about actually creating profitable products. And this also covers offers like group coaching offers and memberships. So if you are in the beginning phases of making that happen and you're uncertain about the next step, about how to actually create profitable curriculum, how to choose the best platforms, how to set it all up, how to launch it, all of that is something you will learn inside the Savvy Offer Hub. And if you're currently listening in the real time, make sure to check that offer for July and enroll for a special price. Now, one of the most popular ways to create recurring revenue, and I have to admit, also one of my absolutely favorite ways to create recurring revenue, is with a membership offer. So there are many cases when instead of creating a course, or along with creating a course, you could consider creating a membership. Membership offer is the best in case you have the type of a course topic that could be consistently updated or that needs additional support, where your audience can actually check in with you from time to time, or maybe you can do like live calls or coaching sessions where they can get that additional support and feedback for a recurring monthly price. As I already mentioned, there are many different variations how you can go about this, but for example, you can have a membership where you post specific video guides and masterclasses from time to time. You can start with as few as like 5 masterclasses. I think actually when I created the Savvy Offer Hub, originally it was your course creation membership. And when I created at first, I think the only content inside, there were just a few video guides, right? So it wasn't like huge and immersive, but I first offered it for lower price. And whoever enrolled for that lower price, they could later receive all of that follow-up updates as well for way lower price than anyone else enrolling later, right? So even though they didn't have tons of content, especially in the early days, I kept updating it quite regularly. So I believe it was like once a month at least. And I think over the period of the first year, there were already more than 40 different video guides on all kinds of different topics. So this is the easiest way to build a membership. You can just start by answering some of the key questions or creating like some of the key masterclasses that can help your ideal target audience, and then build it from there week by week, month by month. And depending on how you prefer to show up, you can also do these masterclasses live. So you can have that added bonus of having live connection, recording your new masterclass, and then putting it in the membership. Another option I mentioned is having a course as a base for a membership. And in this case, we're thinking, and again, there are several different variations. You can actually have like a base price where somebody enrolls in the course plus the membership. And then there's like price for upkeeping that subscription. So let's say you have a full course out there and you want to sell it for like $900. You do that, and then starting from the next month, everybody who is in there and who wants to stay in the loop, like in the community, they need to pay like $33 monthly for as long as they want to stay. Again, I have to say there are many different variations, many different price points, and many different combinations you can offer. It also doesn't have to be like very high-end course. You can also require, for example, a bit higher first payment. It can be like $99, and from there, the membership price, the price of actual community, can be lower. In this case, we're focusing on giving them that full course right away, but the recurring revenue is coming from the community space specifically. So for example, if it's like a fitness related membership and they're going through the journey of losing weight or gaining strength or dealing with any kind of specific issues or specific pain or anything along these lines, you can then be in there in the community space answering any questions. Maybe they can send in like the videos they're doing, the videos of their workouts, right? You can give them feedback, whatever it is. There are so many different ways to go about this. And they're getting a ton of value from that membership space because they can always show up, ask the questions, and receive personalized feedback. However, while I absolutely love memberships, and for me personally, it is one of the go-tos when it comes to creating recurring revenue, another thing I would consider offering is a high-priced offer, like a group program for 12 months or a group program for 6 months. One of the most popular ways to go is full year program, so it would be 12 months, and they can pay in full if that's what they prefer. As it's a high-end product, it can be like $10,000 or even more, and they can pay in full if that's what they choose to do, or they can enroll in the payment plan, and then that payment plan actually creates that recurring revenue for you. Now, with this plan, obviously, this is not the kind of a deal that you can just start today and see what happens. As the price point is higher, there will also be higher expectations to what it is that you're going to be offering on the other side. Most of these type of offers will have some group coaching sessions, maybe hot seat coaching, maybe live master classes, Q&A sessions, whatever is the most relevant for your offer. That will be happening monthly. So you are yourself subscribing to that monthly showing up as well, right? It's not maybe as easy as creating a lower priced membership, because lower priced membership, you don't always have to overpromise, right? Your lower priced membership can be only video based. It can be only resource library. You don't have to particularly show up. But when it comes to more high-end product like this, like a high-end program, high-end group coaching program, you will be expected to actually show up yourself as well, right? In the future episodes, I will definitely go more into detail in how to start a membership and how to do this kind of high-end offer as well. But for now, I just want to open your mind to the ideas that there are so many different variations how you can generate recurring revenue. And obviously, what I just reviewed, these are just two options. Well, kind of maybe three. These are just three options, but there are so many different variations how you can do this. You can also create recurring revenue with done-with-you services. So for example, you can offer some templates, or you can offer like monthly prompts. This is especially popular for social media, like new monthly prompts every month. And then that done with you version can actually give them additional review. Once they have done their prompts, once they have showed up, you can give them review of what they can improve, how they can, you know, maybe alter the description, change the graphic, whatever that might be. If you're offering it for a higher price, you can actually be the one who goes into that graphic, goes into that description, and actually does the adjustments, right? So again, so many different variations. This is especially popular if you're related to any kind of digital offers or digital products, but it's not only about that. It can be related to well-being, nutrition, fitness, design, so many different variations to go. And really, within any niche, there are so many options, so many opportunities to embrace that recurring revenue. You just have to find what is the best fit for your audience, as well as for your overall offer suit, right? You don't want to just out of nowhere create a group high-end group coaching program if you don't really like group coaching and you don't really want to do any kind of live presence. You don't need to go that path. Again, just choose whatever fits the best for you specifically and for that long-term vision of yours as well. As I have already mentioned, for me, it's the membership setup. I have had my membership right now maybe for 2.5 years, and it has been the best business decision I ever made. It has been the most fun. I have enjoyed every bit of it. And I know that it will just keep thriving. There are always new and new ideas I want to show up with. And I'm very excited to have it out there. And it, you know, that's what inspires me to keep showing up, to keep promoting it, and to keep building that recurring revenue. Because that is kind of the biggest bonus of recurring revenue. that you can keep building on top of it without specifically reselling to the same people every month, right? Every new person is just building on top of what you did last month. I hope this episode inspired you to consider how you can add recurring revenue in your business as well. I want to send out another reminder to check out the offer for the Savvy Offer Hub. You will find the code and link to the membership in the description. If that's the journey you're on, I'll be happy to see you inside the membership. If you have any feedback for this specific lesson or any suggestions for the topics you would love to hear more about, make sure to reach out to me as well. You'll find all relevant links below. That's it for this time, and I hope to see you in the next episode.